Hey everybody, this is Craig and Shannon. You're listening to How Was Your Weekend, which is... I never know the tagline. What is it, Shannon?
The tagline is, in search of an interesting question to the world's most... Interesting answer to the world's most boring question.
Wow.
It's been a while,
and I never get that right. I think about it at random times.
Now I don't get it right either.
Oh my gosh.
There's too much pressure.
But it's good to see you again. It's good to do our research. And we have an interesting one that you've had some experience with, but I have not.
Yes.
I'm a little skeptical.
We are going to have our tarot cards read.
Right.
And I do have a good amount of experience with this.
A good amount? I thought it was just once. Just once since I've known you. Or maybe more since I've...
I've had more than an average amount of amateur tarot card experience. Let's put it that way.
Is there professional tarot card readings? Let's be serious. This is where my skepticism and science brain comes in.
You're jumping right into the skepticism.
Sorry. Huh? That's where I'm living. That's probably why I've never ventured into this sort of field.
So... Someone who is a professional tarot card reader, allegedly, you would say is no different than the random yoga teacher that travels around with a pack of tarot cards in her knapsack.
That makes so much sense.
And randomly does tarot card readings right. In coffee shops or something.
Someone could say that they're a professional and be sitting straight across from me and be like, yeah, I'm a professional, I've been doing this 15 years, and just make something up. And I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. And, you know, that's kind of like where I went for my research, was just talking about like the projection of like what you think it means and what it doesn't mean and the science not behind it and the science behind it. But you could tell me anything you want.
So did you go right into debunkification when you were researching?
Pretty much.
Okay. So did you look... We should maybe rewind a little.
Okay.
This has got you really fired up.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Wow.
You take it back to where you want to.
I didn't know that tarot card readings was going to be perhaps the most divisive issue we've tackled so far.
I like the empirical evidence.
The science.
Yeah. So take me back.
All right, to 1440.
Oh, all right, yeah, let's go. You enlighten me.
Well, apparently some people like to believe that tarot cards are even older than that. But I can already foresee your eye roll as I describe this little bit of history. 1440 is the first time that the deck of cards that became the tarot are mentioned. In a letter from the Duke of Milan, he requested decks of triumph cards for an event he was holding, and you used the triumph cards to play a card game called Triumph that is allegedly similar to Bridge. So, originally...
It was a game
similar to Bridge.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Then we fast forward to 1781, when followers of the occult in France and England...
Goddamn France.
They came together and decided the pictures were symbolic and could be used as a divination or divination? Divination. Divination?
We'll get some emails or phone calls, I'm sure.
Divination tool. Divination? Moving on. That's the history, pretty much. So, but I just want to hear your feelings knowing that.
That surprises me of the whole game thing. But it makes sense. The way I was looking at it, and some of the people that I know who develop actual games through cards... When I was doing my research, I found like how you lay them out in certain ways and what each ones mean. I mean, it could be Dungeons and Dragons for all I know.
Right.
Like, and I feel like they're similar. The dragon can do this, or this is what a wizard's cloak does, and watch out for that dwarf anteater over there. But
that dwarf anteater card is.
It really sucks things up, I guess. But it makes sense. I mean, especially at that point in history, from 1440 to 1781, Crusades and all that other fun
occult stuff.
Yeah. Salem witch trial.
Just you know your history dates a lot better than I do.
Well, 1440 is pre-Columbus.
So it's funny that you brought up the anteater card and whatnot, because one thing I didn't realize is that tarot cards come in many varieties. Did you see this?
I saw that there was not like a standard deck.
There is no standard deck. There's no standard number of cards, which is very strange to me.
Right.
And I have seen different varieties of cards. I've seen one that is a female-specific deck of cards. Maybe it's goddess-themed. I've seen another deck of cards, angel cards, but I didn't know that those were tarot cards and could be used for the same things. Hmm. I have friends who just keep a deck and you just randomly draw a card and take some meaning from it. And we had never done readings with them or anything, but apparently they all fall under the umbrella of tarot cards.
Right. So you'd just be projecting what you think that card meant whenever you drew it.
Interpreting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Rorschach test. What does this look like to you is something very much different than what I think it looks like. Depending on what your subconscious and your experiences are in life.
And what deck you're using.
Right.
There is a most common deck called the Rider-Waite deck. I don't know if you came across that.
It's my next son's name.
Rider-Waite?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird.
You're inspired?
Yeah.
All right. Did you learn about how the cards are broken up?
I learned what I saw was... the tarot expert shuffles the card. You're supposed to like break them up, and then you take like 10 cards from the spread. And then I saw the way that they laid it out, at least in this one article I saw from How Stuff Works, which is really nice, doing like a Celtic cross situation.
Right. That's 10 cards?
That's 10 cards, yeah. Six sort of in the middle to make a cross, and then four on the side.
Did you read about the different kinds of readings you can do?
I saw that there was an open reading and a question reading.
Yes.
Is that what you had too?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any else?
Well, okay, so a question reading means that you have a sort of an open-ended specific question that you want to address during your reading. So that's a question reading, and then an open reading is more focused on larger aspects of your life. But I've seen the Celtic cross done. I think I've had that one done before, but most of the amateur people I know where we're just kind of doing it for fun with the guidebook in front of us, is a 3-card draw, which is meant to be past, present, future.
Hmm.
So you think of a question and then, yeah, so I guess that's a form of question reading. Like you have some kind of topic in mind for it, and then the cards represent your past with that issue, your present, and what will be your future. That's the only other one that I know.
Interesting.
So this is my question for you. When we go to get our reading done, are you going to go for the full Celtic cross?
I'm interested to see what happens. And whether that's like the standard procedure or what she does. You know, what does a standard reading look like to this tarot card reader?
I think the Celtic cross is generally the...
There you go.
The gold standard. I think the past, present, future is the lazy man's tarot card reading. Mm. Sorry, that might be completely inaccurate.
You've just angered a lot of people with magic powers.
A lot of professional tarot readers.
Yeah. So I got a couple more things about the question open reading, but I think we should... I need a break.
All right.
I'm too angry.
Break we shall. All
right. Uh, So right before the break, we were talking about getting our tarot cards read and what types there are, the questions or the open readings. And so we had a little brief discussion during the break about this, but I think I'm going to go for the open reading. That's what I'm hoping to happen because, and I'll tell you why, the lazy man answer. I don't know if I can concentrate long enough on one thing while I shuffle cards.
Right, because when you're doing the question reading, you have to be focusing on your question as you shuffle the cards.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm going to shuffle, and totally forget about my question.
Or you'll have thought of 20 different questions during your shuffle time.
Right. It only makes sense that somebody else has to tell me what to do or what my life is going to be like without me putting in any effort.
That's an interesting concern.
Right.
That you won't be able to keep your question in your mind for 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Tells us a lot about you.
It'll be interesting to see whether or not that comes back. Be like, you're extremely lazy. Like, you cannot concentrate on something for 10 to 15 seconds and do something with your hands at the same time, which is getting
well, I don't know that that's a I don't know that I would diagnose that as laziness, but it's something, all right.
I mean, I could if I tried hard, but I mean, it's I don't want to try hard.
No, it's the weekend. You can't try hard.
You tell me stuff. So I think that's what I'm going to go for.
I don't think I've ever done a question reading because I suppose I always think open-ended will just give me more information about more things, and why wouldn't I want more information about more things?
I think it could be looser. Like, you could try to correlate more things if you did an open reading.
Right, more straws to grab.
Right, right. Thank you for supplementing my skepticalness.
Sure.
Skepticism.
I see, I can understand where it's coming from.
Right. Versus, again, trying to look hard in one specific area to find those answers.
So, this brings us to the philosophical energy versus science of this, I suppose. Some might think that tarot cards are magic, like a crystal ball.
Mm.
And you take issue with that, for sure, correct?
Are you, what? That's a question?
Well, I'm trying to understand the level of your incredulity.
Like, would I believe someone more if it was a crystal ball in front of them?
I'm asking if you see tarot card reading as the equivalent of sitting down with someone looking in a crystal ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, see, I think there's a spectrum of belief, and I'm more on the belief side.
Huh.
But I do not believe that these cards are enchanted with magic that can tell your future or anything like that. But I do believe there's... Well... It's hard to explain this.
Well, cards have statistics. I mean, poker. Certain hands and the way that the amount of cards come out have statistics on whether it's going to be a winning hand. So what makes that difference in a tarot card reading? Like, the cards are going to come out at any specific way and fall in a certain way. It has nothing to do with, unless you believe in it. I mean, I actually talked to the tarot card reader about it before we're going to go and get it done. It's like, you know, if you believe in it, your spirit enters the deck and has an influence.
Right. If you believe your hands shuffling the deck, that energy is somehow being transmitted and will follow through in what cards come out in your reading. I can go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can go there. Yeah. I can buy that.
Okay.
Also, let's even say it's just totally random. It wouldn't matter who shuffled what or what they were thinking about. Just these 10 cards are gonna fall on the table. I think there's still some value in seeing what comes up, thinking about what it means, and really whether this is a 20-minute reading or 30-minute reading, I don't know how long they go for. It probably depends on who you're working with. That's a pretty long period of self-reflection on your life that I think most people don't necessarily take.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I value it as an opportunity to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's great.
Can you buy that?
I believe that there's value to self-examining like anything that you're doing and focusing on ways to get better and being introspective and thoughtful. I feel that I'm one of those people who does that anyways. So, probably for more than 20 minutes a day. So it's just strange. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be great. All
right.
I feel like I should talk about Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Is there a tarot card reading in that?
No, but there's a crystal ball.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that movie shaped my life maybe in some way with fortune telling. I don't know. That movie's been on my brain a lot lately. I don't know why.
Ever since we talked about going to get tarot cards read.
Perhaps. Maybe Pee Wee will come up somehow. I don't know. I hope not. But maybe.
Wow, I don't know. I'm surprised to hear that you spend a regular amount of time reflecting on the big picture of your life.
I have a long commute. Yeah.
That's true. All right. Well, I don't do enough of it, so I have to have a tarot card reading every once in a while to get some perspective.
Right. And again, I think just that's all just sort of your subconscious looking into things.
It definitely plays in its impact on you, how much you choose to believe in it as well.
But you were Catholic?
I was raised Catholic.
So you have at least some sort of spirituality. In some sort of way. I mean, you went to church when you...
Yes.
There's stuff that you
I
did
would not
that
relate
never...
it to Catholicism right. in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Where I had no belief at all in any of that stuff.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
We will.
I will maybe come back a brand new man, and you can say that you told me so. I'm a believer.
It could happen.
Could happen. All right, that's all I have.
I believe that is all I have too. And we'll see you when we get back from our tarot card readings.
Absolutely. Ooh.
Hello, welcome back to So How Was Your Weekend?
Yeah.
You may think that you're listening to our ghost hunting episode, but nope, you're still listening to our tarot card reading episode.
I basically
worry.
Have no idea at all about tarot cards, so I'm just pretending to haunt Shannon from behind a box. Ooh.
Yeah, despite having had a tarot card reading, Craig is still struggling.
I'm a skeptic. So we wanted to do our tarot cards. Shannon has had experience in the past with getting her cards read, sometimes totally reels, and sometimes just with a deck of cards hanging out with some friends and a Ouija board. Actually, I'm not sure about the Ouija board.
No Ouija board. All you really need is the deck of tarot cards and a little book that tells you what each card means if you want to do some entry-level tarot on your own.
And some reading. I don't want to do that. I don't want to read.
No.
I think we have difference of opinions on this because you are maybe a little bit more of a believer than I am, and I am a cold-blooded skeptic.
Yeah, I'm pretty into the energy in the universe kind of stuff. And you're into science.
Yeah. Yeah. So I look at things like the probability of cards coming out in a deck, or rolling the dice for Monopoly and having it just be chance. And then sort of looking at the
it's mathematical
cards.
To you.
Right. And reading into such things. Something like a Rorschach test, where an ink blot can mean something to you and mean something else to me depending on our sort of like nature and nurture and what we want to see. So the
right.
cards that come out, I can look into it or not look into it as something significant.
And your interpretation is unique to you as an individual.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
A bunch of hooey, I think.
Well, Hui aside, I think you would have to agree that it was a very welcoming vibe and a cool place to spend a couple of hours.
It's true. We walked into a dark, cavernous room.
With our friend Kathy. Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. And you said it smelled like lavender, although I'm sure it probably did.
It did. I'm an identifier of essential oil diffuser.
The lights were low. Smells. The salt rock lamp, Himalayan salt rock lamp, was glowing in the corner. Really set the mood for something spooky to possibly happen to us.
Or something very meaningful and life-changing.
Ooh.
Or spooky, sure.
Yeah. We went at this, again, from different points of view, and there's a couple of ways that we can get our tarot cards read. One is you can ask a general question, something you're sort of looking for answers for. How's my job perspective look? How's my relationship? Can you give me some answers? Or a general life reading. And we chose to do like an overall, what's our life going to be like?
It was the Celtic cross spread, which is about a dozen cards, I would say. Right. I don't remember precisely.
Right. And they're all laid out, and each one of these spots has significance to where they're placed and how they're undealt throughout the procedure.
But generally speaking, it begins with sort of a reflection on your past experience. Most of the reading has to do with the present and goals that you have, what obstacles there might be to those goals, people or things that are going to help you with those goals, and then finally a bigger, longer term look at the future, I guess would sum up.
Yeah, with some obstacles sort of that may be impeding your path a little bit or something you're trying to search through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got in there, Celtic cross. We said, hey, tell us all about our lives. And I was thinking, tell me about my life.
Did you have that sort of attitude where you went into it?
Like being a jerk?
Just kind of having that incredulity or skepticism, like you're gonna get it totally wrong to prove my point.
No, I didn't want it to be either way. I went into it with an open mind to see what would happen because I didn't want to put that spin on it. Much like any of the stuff that we do, I'm really into it for the experience to see what comes out of it. If it was totally wrong at the end, I could have said, hey, that was totally wrong. Or if it was really right, I could say that was really right. But I didn't want my own reflections and my own ideas to get in the way of that. So I went in completely open-minded and was like, let's see what we got. So then the pile was put in front of me. And I was instructed to use my left hand and unstack them in three piles from left to right. And I could pick them back up in any order with my right hand. And, oh no, I shuffled first.
Right? You did shuffle
first. I shuffled.
First.
I put the magic in the shuffle.
Well, when you start out your shuffle, you're like setting your intention, whether that's a specific question or like gathering your concentration and energy on the cards.
Oh, I was really worried about whether or not I was going to have a good shuffle. But then again, I laid them out.
You did great.
I did a very nice job. Left, picked them up with my right, and I actually put them back in the same order. I didn't switch the order. So just my shuffling stayed exactly as it was. When I laid it out, so I didn't sort of like stack the deck in any way. And you...
I bombed my shuffling. I'm ashamed to say it. I play more card games more regularly than the average person, I would say, and there's just no excuse for the sorry shuffling that I did.
You're playing one right now.
It's true. It's silent and perfect shuffling. My shuffling was so poor that Kathy, our tarot card reader, offered to restart, even though that's a major no-no in tarot card reading. Like, what's shuffled is shuffled, what's dealt is dealt. You never restart. That's how poorly I shuffled. But I figured that was the energy that I was meant to put into the cards. And so however they came out, that's how it was meant to be.
Right. And then she told us our futures. Ooh, sorry.
Should we talk about that after a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break because it's getting pretty ghosty in here. Hey everybody, welcome back to So How Was Your Weekend with Shannon and Craig. We have just talked about getting our tarot cards read and the process that we were going into and our expectations of it.
Before we move on.
Okay.
Yes, this is a podcast with Shannon and Craig. I think it's important for everyone to know that when he said something earlier about being the ghost behind the box, we are actually sitting here recording with a cardboard box barrier between us because we're trying to minimize the amount of echo between our two microphones. So rather than looking at my podcast partner, this whole second part of the episode, I'm staring at a creepily drawn smiley face.
I've never looked better.
We'll definitely post a picture of cardboard Craig on our social media.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. So let's get into our futures as foretold through the tarot cards. I would say, I know that mine went really, really well. So as Kathy laid down the Celtic cross and put out cards, each one, she would sort of check back in with me and say, does this make sense to you? Does this make sense to you? Being that it was my first time and I was young and innocent, I didn't want to be like, yes, you're right on. You're definitely getting all the spots.
I was sitting there thinking that, though. Every time she turned a card over and started talking about it, I was like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it was very spot on.
Right. And at the end, we sort of had a chance to sort of debrief and talk with her. And Kathy knows us, and she's a coworker of ours and does this on the side. She knows us, but doesn't know us that well. I mean, I'm sure she knows I have a kid, and I'm married, and I have a dog. I live in New Hampshire. But beyond that, she doesn't know anything more. So at the end, I had a chance to ask her whether that influenced her at all. And since she did have some insights, whether that pushed her in one certain way. And she said that she didn't. And it kind of made sense to me. Because she, I don't know, it was sort of broad enough, but right on enough where I could easily say yes to a lot of the things. And right at the end, I was impressed.
It was pretty spot on with your life and where you are in your life and with your personality and how you do things.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about like maybe three or four cards that I had that came out for significance. A symbol that kept coming up was pentacles, which is like a star in a circle, pentacles five. So that kept coming up, which means I was sort of like in each realm of tarot. What's it? Fire, water, air.
Earth, air. Maybe.
Woods. I don't know.
The four elements?
Five
elements? All I can think... Okay, Captain Planet.
Oof. I never watched Captain Planet.
I might have to actually sing the whole song.
Do it.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Earth, wind, water, fire. I only got four.
Snow?
It's starting to feel...
And
around
like
here,
land. Oh, did you say land? Earth. It doesn't really matter. Anyways, so that kept coming up. And where I was right now was the Queen of Pentacles, which means I was like one step away from being at the highest rank of having equilibrium in my life, which is cool. And then the last one that was of significance to me was the Cup of Eights, which was me going on and searching for something. Being adventurous and trying to find something, but using my past experiences to move forward and find something.
Going out into the woods to fill your cup.
Right, fill my cup. And one of the things that she mentioned that is that I wanted to be in some sort of power, which she didn't believe. She actually said to me that, I don't think this one's quite true, but it says that you want to be in power. And the day or two before, I was applying for jobs for more leadership type roles. So that sort of fell in into place really well. So I can't say that I was saddened or didn't understand any of my reading because I thought it was right on. But yours, Miss Shannon.
Mine was a little different. I've had tarot card read...
Tarot cards read
before that have been similar to your experience where every card that turned over, I was just like, that's me. That's exactly what's going on in my life. That's exactly what I need to do. And this was not that smooth, I would say.
No.
Which I don't think it's always going to be. And when you said earlier, I'm just going to talk about a few particular cards that stood out to me. I think that even if you walk away with one card standing out to you that just gives you something to think about or reflect on or gives you reassurance that it's a worthwhile experience to have had.
But you had none of that.
You know what? I had...
At first, you had none of that.
At first, it was pretty tricky, but then it all started coming together. But I definitely had more cards where I couldn't quite figure out what they meant than where I could figure out what they meant. So the first one that was a big mystery was who or what is my obstacle of me achieving my goals, which I got the King of Swords for. And it's supposed to be a stoic, serious, matter-of-fact person who... Kathy was like, it's the kind of personality you would expect like a doctor or lawyer to have. And even up until as of now, I still don't know who exactly that would be.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, is the difference of doing the Celtic Cross, because again, that card came out for me, but where it was placed meant something completely different for me. Like, that was your obstacle card, where that was sort of like my what's next for me.
So right.
That's, you know, that's the difference in where these cards are shuffled and put on out. Yeah, so that was tough. And Shannon went second, and we both listened in on each other's. And as you heard earlier, Shannon was totally agreeing with mine. And I've known Shannon for 2 years now, and I couldn't place anything. So I was sitting there racking my brain. I'm sure she was racking her brain, too. But you also had a couple other cards that maybe made sense to you.
I did. There was one in particular, and I'm bummed that I can't remember exactly what it was. I'll find out and follow up online. There was one card that had something to do with the importance of collaboration in achieving goals, and I thought that made a whole lot of sense since I'm business partners with you, and here we are podcasting and doing other dope stuff. Then there was also one about my past having had struggles in it, which is very vague, and I guess everyone's past has had struggles in it. But I recently moved here from New York, and it was sort of like starting a new chapter, so I thought that that was also fitting. So, yeah. And then... another thing that came up, a general theme was you have too many things and too many ideas and too many plans and you need to pick one and focus on it and spend your energy in a more focused way. And that was probably the most important takeaway for me.
Yeah, and we've dropped some projects on the side just with some of that.
We have, because... between Craig and I, we both have notebooks full of ideas, and they're all at different points of action or inaction in some cases, and so we have recently pared down. This podcast is our number one focus right now, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's just good advice, and the skeptic could say, yeah, that's good advice for right. anyone.
That's a great advice for anyone. You're doing, well, you know, most people may feel, I mean, there has to be a reason. Then this is where my skepticism comes in. There has to be a reason for people to go to a fortune teller or go to tarot card reading. Is because they're looking for something. They're looking for an answer. They're looking for a way. So having a card that come out that you may read into and say, you know, you're doing too much stuff, pare back. Or you're looking for adventure because maybe you have a relatively dull life. So you're looking for something. So I feel like it's kind of a setup to get what you want out of it.
Sure.
So,
on the other hand, you could see it in a way as being, well, maybe self-esteem boosting, maybe even therapeutic in some way. And it might just give you a push that you need or make you think about something differently. And even if it's general advice that could apply to anyone, some people just need to hear that from something else or somewhere else.
Mm.
Even if it's a totally common sense bit of advice or change that they should make.
Right.
So I guess I don't see the harm in it.
No, there's no harm. I mean, they're not telling you to go spend money on like a pyramid scheme.
Right. And that is one other thing we learned, because one of the cards that came out for me, it to me looked like a man entombed in a gold sarcophagus in a church, like a dead dude. And so I panicked when I saw that card, and Kathy quickly reassured me that it doesn't have to do with death. Even when you get the Death Tarot card,
that's right.
Like, it's not any type of, like, violent, scary experience that you'll ever have in a tarot card reading. Like, the Death card, if it comes up, just means the end of something.
Yeah, an end of a period or the end of whatever it is. But I think we should take a break and we should come back and give our final thoughts.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Ooh.
Final thoughts on tarot cards? Craig, question.
Sure.
Will you ever get your tarot cards read again?
Man, that has changed since we actually got our tarots read. Because not too long ago, right after we did it, and I said, hey, that was a really fun experience. I'm still a complete 100% skeptic. But the skeptic in me wants to go back and see if it lines up well again and have a different experience, but also have a same experience of just seeing if I can read into it. So I kind of want to give it another shot. Because any scientist knows that if you're going to do something, you have to replicate it and do it again.
I was just going to say, you're taking a scientific approach
so
here.
I do want to check it out, although I don't think my life has changed. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from you and I, where you actively reflected on yours. I walked away and pretty much just drove home, had my list that you took, and as you took notes, I told my wife. And she said, yeah, that all makes sense. And I went, yeah, it all makes sense. And I hadn't thought about it again, with the exception of doing the podcast. But you had a different experience of sort of like seeing where things fit in.
And because there was so much that I didn't understand, I couldn't help but keep thinking about it. But also, like, I think it's important to realize with tarot cards, it's not necessarily going to change your life. That's not a reasonable expectation, in my opinion. So this whole theme of you're doing too many things, pick one thing and focus on it at once. Here's the way it changed my life, is that when I went to clean my house over the weekend, rather than bouncing about from room to room and like putting one thing away or cleaning one spot and then going to another room and doing one other little thing, I was like, the card said focus on one thing. And so I focused on cleaning one room at a time, and it was way more efficient, and therefore my life was changed. Not in any type of crazy way, but...
Right. So I think we should, at some other point, we should have a follow-up and just do a really quick check-in at a future podcast and say, yeah, hey, we did this again, and here were our results, and things changed or didn't change, but this is one we can easily follow up on. I have no other reflections, but I know that you have some words of wisdom.
From our boy,
mm-hmm.
Kanye West. So last week, we signed off with a Kanye West quote. And this week, I'm going to send us out with a Kanye-related quote. It turns out that in 2014, Kanye himself had his tarot cards read by Alejandro Jodorowsky, who is a filmmaker and artist, apparently. And I just want to close out with a quote from him about the tarot card reading. "I saw an honest being with a beautiful childlike soul. He puts on a big show." Brilliant, right? Thanks for listening, guys.